when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
It is very satisfying to see clients with the right guidance and advice walk onto the proper journey and create wealth. And that satisfaction is just beyond money, beyond service fee, and beyond everything.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Torrin Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with accountant and property investor David Wu. Learn about one of his best investments, his profitable plans when it comes to building his portfolio, the type of structures you need in place when it comes to property investments, and much, much more. Having previously told us about his worst investing moment, Wu now tells us about one of his best investing moments where various components necessary for investing seem to align.
It has to be a recent purchase. Obviously, I've got shared with you before, I recently purchased some land in Thornton, the Hunter Valley area. So that's with the intention to build a duplex and to sell. So that has taken some research work, and then obviously research is very important. You have to do a lot of homework, and with the help of professionals like teamwork, like experts, and also with the guts to able to make the decision and to take calculated risk. So all this happened because obviously it started in July when I start to look at refinancing my home loan, and then I basically have the opportunity to get help from the finance expert and get some cash out from the refinance, and then obviously have the ability to look around for opportunity. And then at the time Daniel come along, and then we have always been talking about this for a long time, and he have given me this opportunity, and then we went up to Hunter a few times. And then actually this block of land is not the one that we had planned to look at, but suddenly at the time the agent said, okay, this is block of land is available, it just come out. And I look at it and just fell in love with it straight away, because it's a corner block. It's good for a duplex, and then I just make the decision to acquire it. So I think, I guess the lesson to learn is you have got to have a lot of things aligned, like your research, your the help with the team, like professional who are expert in what they do, and then the timing, the finance, and the ability to make the decision at the same time. And now the land has been acquired, settled, and now is in the process of submitting plan to council for the duplex to be built. So I'm quite happy with this one.
He goes on to explain a little more about the piece of land he bought on which he is planning to build a duplex, and why it was such a good choice in investment.
The land I purchased is quite good. It's in terms of pricing, it's about 241 for a block of 600 square meter. And the good thing about it is the corner block, so we can build two duplex, and then it's a fixed price contract, no variation with the builder, and the build is around the 580 mark. I think all up, including cost and what have you, is looking at around the the 800 mark. Yeah. So I'm planning to look at the duplex. So do some research. You're looking at selling one duplex at around the 460 to 480 mark. So roughly in gross term, you're looking at about 120, 150 uplift in the sale. So I believe the duplex is good because obviously it's in terms of affordability. If it's house and land, you're looking at more towards the about the 500,000 mark. So for entry, first home buyer, the 460 to 480 mark will be more affordable. So that's why I pitch at that level.
When asked about whether he wants to hold on to one or two titles after the completion of the duplex, Wu informs us it will depend on the situation.
It will on two titles because duplex is already on two titles. So I can either hold on to one and sell one. It depends on circumstances, depends on whether I want to hold. I can hold on to that and for long-term investment because if you look at the rent, I was told that you're looking at around the 5% yield. So it's not too bad if I want to hold on. And then it depends on circumstances because if I use this as a security to do the next, if the bank allow, I may as well hold on to that and then keep on doing building a portfolio. And so depends on the situation. Yeah.
Wu tells us about what he plans on doing in regards to building his portfolio, of which there are two parts.
Property is supposed to be purchased for long-term hold. And all things being equal, unless there are some disaster that's different. So that's the first point. And second point is, I try to diversify into an area where you want to create equity instead of waiting for equity to come. So that's why I venture into this buy land and build project. So basically, I can create create equity upfront. And also I may look into the third part is I may look into diversify into non-residential, like commercial or industrial area, where obviously diversification is a key in investments, whether it's in property or in other asset classes. So you need to diversify. So I'm looking into in that as well. Actually, incidentally, my father's family company has got one property, which is non-residential, so it's commercial property. So getting good yield, so you're looking at least 7% yield. Obviously, the capital growth may not be as fantastic as residential, but you just have to balance your purpose and your aim, whether you want to go for yield or go for growth, and you have to have a balanced portfolio. So in the next few years, my aim is to look at the above field. Like if there's good opportunity for buy and hold property, I will look at that. And also buy and build equity and also into non-residential property.
Wu lets us know what separates successful property developers from those who are less successful, informing us some of the most common strategies developers and investors use to create wealth.
Most important is obviously to a developer. They have a very, first of all, is important is the profit you make is when you buy, not when you sell. So the site selection is of paramount importance because a lot of people, they just look at, okay, buying the site doesn't really consider whether any value can be added to it. So most of my property, successful property clients, developer clients, they have to look at, they're very picky on the sites. They don't overpay, and then they value, if there's a good site, they will put good money on it. And then they know how to add value to that site for development purposes. And that need knowledge and that need experience and that need teamwork advice, because that is it's the same piece of land you may see it differently from the other. But the one who is successful, who look at it, see, they are very creative. They can see, okay, how can you add value to this land, make the GR, the gross realization, to be, you know, 5 million instead of 3 million, so to speak. So that's important. And many of them, they have also have to have the ability to take risk. And I mean, development is not a normal game for them. That they have to take risk, but they have to take calculated risk, and they have to experience, obviously, learn from their previous project, and they will take calculated risk to go into project. I mean, typical clients, the return on property development is 30% plus. Many of our clients, obviously, there will be a situation where you have a lower return, but then in the main, they're looking at least that one before they make it worthwhile.
Wow, that's great. That is a very, very good return, especially if you know that, you know, out of, say, $1 million, let's just take for example, that's going to be $300,000 worth of profit. That's more than a year's salary on most people's.
And many of our clients, they actually do the apartment building, so they are bigger scale instead of just land and home and land package, and then they just build apartment, not even townhouse apartment, like in the 100 and 150 apartments. So that's the scale that they're doing. But obviously, there are a lot of skills, a lot of hard work, a lot of headaches involved during the process.
The importance of a good structure when it comes to investing is what Wu emphasizes next, as well as the various aspects of property needed to be examined before one can even think about buying anything, from tax to risk.
One point I forgot to mention is they also need a good structure to start with. Obviously, not only good land, they need a good structure, because obviously once you got into a wrong structure, then it will be very costly to unravel it, and then it will be costing you, reducing your profits. So a lot of them, they have to plan ahead. So many of our clients, the experience before is that they purchase the property in certain such structure and then come to seek our advice, and I told them that's too late because you already purchased it, set. So what I suggest them is, before you even contemplate buying anything, come to have a chat with us, and then we can just look at all the issues, the tax, the risk, and also how to distribute the profits in a tax effective way, and how to manage whether you're going to hold or you're going to sell, or how to perpetuate your property to the next generation. Because obviously, property gain, or assets, you want to create it, okay? You want to preserve it, okay? And then you want to perpetuate it. Because obviously, you are here for only a certain limited period of time in this world. You can't bring your property portfolio with you when you come to the end of your journey. So you have to pass on to the next generation. So that's very important. The first question to ask the client before they even start a project is, what is your exit strategy? What is your exit strategy? What do you want to do? Because if they have different exit strategy, it will affect different structure, different way of how to approach the project. So that's very important. So we are taking a holistic approach, and then obviously not only looking at just profits, we're looking at how to distribute that profit. And mind you, tax is one thing, but you only pay tax when you have profits. So my suggestion to the client is, okay, you pay the right amount of tax, okay, but don't, obviously, legally allowing, we try to make sure that it's the minimum. But then paying some tax is good. Okay, obviously, good for the society, good for the government. But we will try our very best to make sure that it is the minimum tax that you legally are allowed to pay.
Wu gives us an example of what a good structure can do in terms of profit from investment, as well as what kind of structure is good for passing investments to the next generation.
A typical example is the client bought investment property in the name of a company. And then, obviously, they want to buy a whole and for long term, etc. And then the question is, obviously, you buy in a company, the disadvantage is when you sell, okay, the company need to pay tax on the profit at a flat rate, at the moment, 30%. Not only that, and when you sell, when you hold property for more than 12 months, the government have got a concession, capital gain tax concession, you can discount your capital gain by 50%. When you hold it in structures like individual, trust, super fund, but not in company. So if you purchase in company, you make a profit, say you make $100,000 in capital gain, you need to pay $30,000 in tax. Whereas if you buy in the mobile trust or individual, when you make $100,000 in capital gain, the taxable portion is only $50,000 because there's a discount.
That's only after a year, though.
After a year, of course. Have you? Yeah, I'm looking at holding for long term, for long term investment, not for development. Okay. Yeah. So, and then if you hold it in a property, hold it in a company rather than hold it in a trust, you probably cannot pass the company to the next generation without changing the shares in the company, or you have to sell the property in the company to somebody else. Whereas if you buy in the name of a trust, you can pass to the next generation by changing the control of the trust, but not the ownership. So the property is still under the name of the trust, still owned by the trust, but when you want to pass to the next generation, it's easy, just change control. There's no change of ownership. Yeah, so that way the trust structure is better than the company structure in this example.
Wu lets us know if there's a minimum amount of properties developers or investors need before they start thinking about needing different structures, or if it's just based on the risk that is involved.
It usually depends on the risk involved, and there's no minimum amount. Obviously, you have to have, to make it worthwhile to have two structures, you have the cost consideration, you have to have certain, maybe as a rule of thumb, if you have, more than three or four property, then you can consider moving into different structures, especially if you have different class, like, one residential and non-residential property.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the people that have helped David Wu on his property journey.
And we usually bounce ideas from each other, so as to, because obviously you only have one mind, so if you have two minds, three minds, it's always better than one mind.
The best advice he has ever received when it comes to property.
That's important because you, no matter how smart you are limited.
Whether success is more about hard work and intelligence or luck.
Once you have hard work and intelligence, then you put your preparation and your things together. Then once opportunity comes, that's luck.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Sham, and you're listening to Property Investory. In terms of mentors, Wu tells us about certain people he has sought advice from over the course of his property journey, as well as other sources he seeks advice from.
I had a mentor before, but not in the property journey. It's in general for personal development. We used to have a group meeting every month to just for all the business people to come together to brainstorm, to do mastermind session. But then the mentor has since moved on to overseas, so we don't have that anymore. But in terms of property, I don't have a mentor as such, but I have people who I seek advice from, like the team player, the experts like the finance guy, the property guy. And we usually bounce ideas from each other, so as to, because obviously you only have one mind, so if you have two minds, three minds, it's always better than one mind. So that's I get my mindset from a lot of reading. I read a lot of books for personal development and also for wealth creation, etc. So I think it's important to feed your mind with positive idea and feed your mind with the lessons and journey of other successful people.
For Wu, books have played an important part in his property journey, and it tells us about some of his favorites.
I've got a lot of books that I read, but then a few I want to share or recommend is, the first of all is called The Richest Man in Babylon. That's by George Clason, and that will give a lot of people some basic idea of what's wealth creation is like. Then wealth is actually not difficult to create if you know the way to create it. That's that lesson from that book. The second book I would refer or recommend is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that is a game changer, I tell you. This is a very important and very influential and very book, highly recommend book that I read, because it is the mindset. I mean, this book, Napoleon Hill basically said, desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not a hope, not a wish. It's just a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. That's what says. That's his quote. So you have that desire to be rich, then that's more important than anything else. The third book I want to recommend is Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. So it says, okay, small steps compound each and every day over time, give you big success. So the journey is not how much you get. The success is not a result. It happens every day. It doesn't happen in one day. So that's a good book to read. So this is the three books I would recommend people to read if they haven't read.
The best advice Wu has ever received is a very important one for those to remember who are on a property investing journey themselves.
To get to work with a team, to leverage the team's skills and expertise, do not work alone. That's important, because you, no matter how smart you are limited. You're not expert in all areas. So to get the advice of other experts and to humble to take their opinion. Okay, there are people who seek advice, but they don't listen to the advice. They think they are better than the other expert. But the trick is to be humble, to learn from the advice.
He has some personal mindset habits that he follows that has contributed to his success.
It is belief in something that will come. Eventually it will be happening. So to believe in the universe has something in store for you, and also have positive thinking. Basically, make sure that to see things, if you like, in a cup half full way than a cup half empty way. So reframe your mindset to look at the good thing of everything, not so much the bad thing of everything. So everything that you look at, that you come across, depends on your mindset, how you frame it. There's some positive and negative. Why not look at it from a positive way rather than a negative way? Because the brain is a very funny organ. It's just guided by what you think. If you think positively, the universe will give you good things. If you keep on thinking in a negative way, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, then guess what? Things will not work. So I guess this is train your brain to have a mindset that everything's look at it positively, and then the universe will reward you.
When it comes to what Wu would tell himself 10 years ago, his reply is succinct and relays an important piece of advice.
Take action, don't procrastinate, and take calculated risk.
He also tells us what he's most looking forward to on his property journey in the next 5 years.
Obviously, to build equity, to create equity, and then to build a portfolio that's basically allow passive income to come. And in the journey, also, we need to look at not only myself, you know, look at journey with other professional, with other clients, to create wealth ultimately, because obviously at the end of the day, you need something to rely on when you retire. And this is the passive income that you can have when you build your property portfolio. Not a one-day work, it's a long-term work. But as I said before, look at the lesson from Slide Edge. You build one brick at a time. You do things one day at a time. Then success is a daily work.
So small little habits, like I think those little one percenters you continue to do, and as you continue to build that, it leads to great success. And it's so true. It's just consistency.
Actually, this is the thing. I mean, it is easy to do and it's easy not to do. You remember that's the quote from the Slide Edge work, yeah? So a lot of things, it is so simple because just people just overlook it. It is easy to do this sort of thing, easy to save $100 a week, a month, or whatever, but also easy to spend $100 a week. It's just up to you whether you want to do it on that journey, positive way, or the journey. In accounting term, it's both debit. Debit, whether you debit $100 to asset or you debit $100 to expense. It's both a debit, but depends on how you choose it.
Wu informs us to whether he believes success is more due to hard work and intelligence or luck.
I think luck, as you know, is a lot of people, they define it as when preparation meets opportunity. So I would say at least over 90% is due to hard work and intelligence. And then once you have hard work and intelligence, then you put your preparation and your things together. Then once opportunity comes, that's luck. So I would say luck still have probably 5 to 10%. Like say, for example, you bump into someone which is totally you haven't met before, and that someone may refer you to a deal. And that may be luck, yeah. But then I'll still think, but you haven't got your preparation. You haven't got your mindset to, you know, talk to these people that you bump into. How can you, lead to the successful deal ultimately? So I still think hard work, intelligence account for over 90%. Yeah, it depends on how they define luck and what's their perception on and their background. Maybe they have come across a lot of lucky things, the lotto, the horses, the Melbourne Cup, this sort of stuff. So luck is a very loosely used term, but then I personally think, I mean, people can, or even like people can create luck. Like a lot of people say that I don't look for the future, I create my own future. That a lot of people say.
For those who would like to contact David Wu, you can do so through the following avenues.
You can reach out to me through my email or through the website, www.richardabob.com.au, or you can just give me a call. We are always welcome to share my proper journey and then get them the advice in terms of wealth creations and they help you. Because it is very satisfying to see client with the right guidance and advice walk onto the proper journey and create wealth. And that satisfaction is just beyond money, beyond service fee and beyond everything.
Thank you to David Wu, our guest on this episode of Property Investory.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.